Mihaela Jo Wardner, what are your memories of playing in the UAE? It's been a long time since you've done it, of course. I think 9 years since you last played in Sharjah. What memories have you got of playing in this country?
I think fond memories. I think the time we've competed in Sharjah, it's always been good. We've won quite a few tournaments. I've actually played a couple of games in Dubai as well, like, you know, warm-up games and stuff like that, and played quite a few in Abu Dhabi when the new ground was open about 4 or 5 years ago, I'm not mistaken. Yes, after the 2007 World Cup, our first tour was to Abu Dhabi. A great place to tour. There's a lot of expats who follow the game there and who come and watch and very enthusiastic. So, yeah, looking forward to coming back and playing a full series. I mean, it's definitely going to be very interesting. Three venues, you know, different stadiums. The wickets we probably a bit similar too, but still, you know, something to look forward to. So, yeah, it's a great challenge.
And, of course, you've got the opportunity to have some practice at the ICC's Global Cricket Academy, which is something of a flagship here in Dubai. What do you know of that, and are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, definitely. I've heard quite a bit about it. I think even the time that Rodney Marsh was there initially and, you know, setting it up, and we wanted to actually go and have a look, but I didn't have the time to do that while I was going through Dubai, but definitely looking forward to the facility. Apparently, it's one of the best in the world. Hopefully, you know, we get to practice there and see it firsthand. And at the same time, you know, like I said, it's been quite some time that it's been quite a while since we played in that part of the world, so definitely looking forward to the opportunity.
And are you aware, are you someone who plays for Landmarks? I've got to ask you that question because you've got quite a significant one coming up. You're very close to 10,000 test runs and 10,000 one-day international runs, and only five players have ever done it in both forms of the game: Rahul Dravid, Sachin Tendulkar, Jacques Callis, Ricky Ponting and Brian Lara. That's pretty special.
Yeah, I think quite a few friends of mine have been reminding me of that. So, yes, I'm quite aware of it. So hopefully, you know, looking forward to that as well. It is very special. I think, you know, about 3 years ago, I've set myself a target of achieving it, somewhere in my range. And, I'm pretty close there. So my time frame has been pretty good. I've been very consistent. So I do set little goals for myself, you know, little targets so that I don't slack on my performances. I keep pushing myself to, you know, improving myself. So this target has been there for a little while. So, yeah, you know, hopefully, you know, I get to achieve that in this series and be the first Sri Lankan to do that as well. It will be a great honour for my country.
I've got to ask you as well, do tests still matter for Sri Lanka? How important is test cricket still with the rise of 2020 cricket?
No, I think, you know, it's very important. I think we've brought up in that culture because Sri Lanka was known to, everyone wanted to play test cricket. Even 82, when we got the test status, everyone was very hungry for test cricket. Even though we played in every World Cup since 75, I think the hunger was there to play test cricket. And you can see the records the Sri Lankans have in test cricket with Murali, with Vasi, Kumar, myself, Arvinder, Sanath, everybody. I think, you know, it doesn't matter how flamboyant we are, but we still cherish playing test cricket, and the achievements have been very, very good. And the highest test score is still held by Sri Lanka. So it's a big deal for us. But we'll still enjoy the brand of cricket we play. We always have been playing the brand of Sri Lankan cricket in any format. And 2020 cricket, obviously, gives us the opportunity to be that flamboyant team, but at the same time, like I said, you know, everyone cherishes playing test cricket, and it will definitely flourish in Sri Lanka, whatever happens in world cricket.